All right, Jeff Wood, we have a couple of issues to talk about. But first, let's talk about the wind situation. What do we expect today?
Well, the strongest winds occurred overnight, and while it is still pretty breezy out there, we are looking at the winds gradually coming down this morning. But it still will be relatively breezy, but the strongest gusts have pretty much passed us at this point.
Any recordings on some of the strong gusts around the area overnight?
Generally, we saw gusts in the neighborhood of 40 to 50 miles an hour. Those strongest gusts really were south of the Buffalo area, though, down towards Dunkirk.
Are there any concerns for blowing and drifting snow, though, this morning?
A little bit of drifting snow. The blowing snow, not so much. The snowfall that we have been getting has been pretty light. But obviously, with these gusty winds, there will be some drifting of snow.
Yeah, I saw some on the way in. It's always interesting. I mean, it seems traditionally we're always worried about the north-south roads when it comes to the snow drifting across. But today I was driving mainly to the west, and that's where I saw the drifting. Was the wind coming out of one direction? Was it swirling?
No, it was a pretty uniform south-southeasterly wind, which would explain why you saw drifting in that direction.
Yeah, okay, very good. All right, so now let's talk about what's going to happen here. So we're going to get some warmer weather, but with that we have, it sounds like, some fairly significant concerns for flooding. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Thursday we'll finally be some temperatures warming up above freezing, which obviously for a lot of people will be welcome. But on the flip side, with those temperatures warming above freezing, we will start to see some melting of the snowpack. At this point, it's been so cold that the ground's frozen pretty solid, so a lot of that water is going to be very slow to drain off, not to mention with all the snow, a lot of storm drains and whatnot are blocked. So that will create potential for a localized ponding of water. As we get in later to Thursday night, dew points are going to climb above freezing, and winds are expected to pick up, and we could see some stronger winds again. And with that, the melting will accelerate, and again, potential for localized flooding will be there, particularly when we see some heavier rains developing later Thursday night as a cold front moves across the area.
You know, it's interesting to talk about the snowpack that we have around here. And I'm just kind of curious, when you guys are doing your calculations, is it more anecdotal and just a basic, you know, eye observation of the snowpack, or do you have some more specific information?
No, there's actually a division of NOAA that is pretty much its sole task is to actually estimate the amount of water in the snowpack all across the country, and so there's actually scientific measurements that are taken of the snowpack.
All right, and just curious, I'm so we're at a higher level right now than normal this time of the year?
I don't know if it's higher than normal necessarily, definitely higher than we've seen at this time in the past couple of years. Generally, the estimates I've been seeing are somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 inches of water equivalent within that snowpack. Obviously, the higher amounts being over the traditionally higher areas down towards the ski country.
Understood. And then finally, you know, what's driving all of this? I mean, we see these weather situations, obviously, you know, when the nasty weather, when the snow hits New York City, it's a major news story nationally, but it seems like every week there's another event. What's happening right now?
Well, what we're seeing is we've been in a pretty active pattern of late, and the active weather really is going to be continuing. The jet stream's pretty much going to be planted right across the middle of the United States, and you're seeing disturbances essentially moving along in that very strong and active flow, and that's what's helping to bring this just train of systems across us. And leading up to the warm-up on Thursday is a particularly strong low-pressure system that's going to be developing over the Great Plains and moving up into the western Great Lakes, and warm air is going to be surging north ahead of that, so that's what's going to be precipitating the big warm-up here.
All right, very good. Jeff Wood, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.